stessa. You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Hey, welcome to the Walking for Jesus program this afternoon. Thank you for joining me tonight, this afternoon, to another 2 hours of laying down the news for you, what's behind it, and we'll talk today also about how they want to control your life through healthcare legislation and the roots of it. You'll find the roots of it quite interesting. I'm hoping, anyway. And the education legislation, how they've really controlled the education. And I have articles today to show you, and we'll give you explanation for the articles that people are just not catching. Why? I don't know why. Even the Illuminati, the ones that control this agenda for now, they themselves are putting the truth out. They want you to know that they're here. They want you to know what they've done. But the King James Bible tells you what's going to happen to them no matter what they've done. It outlines judgment that's going to come no matter what. No one will stop that. But the events that's going to accumulate into the New World Order, man, we're not even on the... This whole 300 years of our existence as America, a sort, is just a preparation for the Super Bowl. Preparation for the actual game. This is pregame. Over the past 1,000 years, it's nothing but pregame. You understand this? People study Scripture and Revelation and Isaiah, Daniel, etc. People write books about the end times, events, apocalyptic, and all this and all that. But are people really focusing on what is really going to happen when that kicks off? Can you think of such a time in the history of man that could even be described as the tribulations on this earth, of God's wrath? And yet there's theologians out there that even go to Harvard and other places, have written 50 books and whatever, who cares? They actually say it has. They have no evidence, zero. They have zero evidence, none. Yet they're doctors and theologians of high level and all this, Rhodes Scholars. It means nothing. It doesn't mean a thing at all. I'll get into that a little bit today. I have new information to cover. Combination of all. To try to explain to you, explain to people out there. Now, my regular listeners, some of y'all really know what I'm going to say next, because I'm consistent. Why? I can't go outside what I've learned. I can't go outside what I have verified, that anybody could verify. I'm nothing special at all. Not at all. I just do the research. It's real simple. Read, write, and arithmetic of sort. Thank goodness it wasn't Common Core. Anyway, you teachers that want to do a good job out there, my heart goes out to you. I'll tell you that. It's hidden so well in the school system. And the Eastern Stars run around the schools like a banty rooster. And the Freemasons run around the churches and the police departments and the schools like banty roosters. Oh, heck. Hens and banty roosters. Making sure everybody falls in line with the Humanist Manifesto in all the schools, police departments, hospitals, you name it. In every meeting, guarantee, I promise you, it's going to happen. Every meeting, a commissioner's meeting, a hospital board meeting, school board meeting, you're going to have two or three at least Freemasons in your group. Now, what they don't realize, they're the gatekeepers for the Illuminati. That's a fact now. And they're being watched, too, as they watch the non-Masons. They are working for their own demise and don't even know it. They're given promises of prominence in the New World Order. It will never happen. It is a guarantee never to happen. It's being used as a carrot. It's a rotten carrot. And they will kill every Freemason, literally, will be executed. Doggone it. Trying to warn you. It is a promise. It is a guarantee. Even the Bible, Psalms 34:21, confirms the evil shall slay the wicked. And those who take blood oaths against God, you can't possibly believe that those blood oaths that you take at the first 3 degrees even is approved by God, approved or ordained by God. It's impossible. And just because you say, so help me God, at the end of them, the God that you're saying, so help me too, is Lucifer. Now, the higher level don't tell you that. Man, they're lying to you. They are liars, man. Liars. You cannot be a Christian, born-again Christian, and a Freemason simultaneously. It's impossible. Everything I'm saying right now, I can prove. How come you can't? Could it be that you're not looking? Because if you start looking, you'll find out I'm true. I'm telling you, as soon as they have total control, the Great White Brotherhood, Shriners know who I'm talking. As soon as they have total control, the Shriners don't even know. According to chapter 15 of the protocols that learned up to the Zion, they will execute every Freemason. You better understand this, because it will happen. They don't need you. If they don't need you anymore, they want you dead. These are very serious comments I'm making, because it is real. You better read that protocols. You better understand what you're involved in. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast now. And then what I'm going to talk about, mixed in with the current events, I'm going to take you back on how they want to control your life and on gun control and education. I hope to cover the whole gamut here in the next 2 hours and give you specifics. Some of my regular listeners, you've heard some of it before. Some of it you haven't. I always, my 5 years, every broadcast, I always try to make sure that I include new information, new things I've learned and put in place, and new puzzle pieces, because this thing expands. And if you try to take it all at once, there's just no way you can do it. No way. So what I try to do is break it up in little pieces and then show you how they progress. And then, I don't want you to believe me. I want you to challenge me. Doggone it. Challenge me. Don't take any one person's word for nothing. Sorry, has to be that way, but it is. The only person, literally, that you can take the word for, 100%, is the one you've not seen yet. Yeah, you haven't met him. Only time you met him is when you took him as your Savior, and that's Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who believe yet have not seen, he told Thomas. That's the only one. There's no Ron Paul. There's no Putin or Obama or King San Juan, whatever hill, I don't know what, in Spain. I don't really care who they are because it doesn't make any difference. None. Queen Elizabeth or it doesn't matter. If it's human and they've got blood in their veins, you can't trust them. Doggone it. Don't you understand? Understand that Satan is prince of this world, but he's not king. He's God of this world, but he's not the king. And God's allowing him certain reign in this world with his fallen angels, watchers, they call them, 200 of them to be exact, 66 of whom we're mostly concerned with. Seven control the seven areas, the seven rays of how they control the world in seven areas I've mentioned before. They're broken up into control of continents. Certain areas, principalities, powers, darkness. Family, it's organized like a military machine in the supernatural realm. Unless people understand that, they will forever think that Noam Chomsky, whatever, is a guru. But he's not. He worked for MIT, for example. His information is there to deceive. He'll tell you 70%, 80% commentary. But then he misleads you in other areas. He said the CFR and all the other organizations like that aren't really important. That's a blatant lie Noam Chomsky is telling. And I would tell it to his face in a heartbeat and prove him wrong. Just leave him speechless with evidence, testimony. I don't care how smart they think they are. They'll never outsmart the living God. They'll never outsmart testimony. They're hoping that you don't do your research. And because of their background, the reputation, that you'll be in awe. When I say pooey on their background and reputation, don't make any difference. Work for MIT, you're already dirty. That's all you got to tell me. You work for MIT for 50 years? Dirty. Don't need to hear anymore. Because MIT, for example, is a working member for the Tavistock. Oh, yeah. And MIT would not hire a professor that wasn't a humanist. Yeah. MIT works for Tavistock, and Tavistock is under the Royal Institute of National Affairs, which is the Illuminati in Europe. That's a fact. Refute it if you want to. You will not succeed. But try it anyway. Darn it. Challenge everything you hear. Think on your own. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. We dedicate, Father, this program and our Bible studies. And Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have, Lord, we come together in the way you put us together. Thank you, Father. Lord, we thank you most of all for your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. That, Father, through him, you've taken back the world and provided us a way by which we have a path saved. And that's through your Son, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the words you gave us in the King James Bible, Lord, that leads us to the right path. And Father, that gives us the words to speak to others. That, Father, is not our words, Father, but words that come from the King James Bible. And that's your holy word. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells inside us, Lord, that convicts us when we're wrong, we do wrong, and puts us on the right track. And Lord, it gives us that reward, Father, when we do the right thing. Father, we thank you for the opportunity that we have to witness to others. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, you give us to share information among those also that confirm what we learn. That, Father, sometimes we need that extra push, that extra confirmation. Because, Father, we know the deception in this world is great. We pray, Lord, for the veterans that's coming back, that, Lord, you'll find a way, Lord, that will set forth whistleblowers that will expose the attack on our returning servicemen by our own Joint Chief of Staff and by our own governments and the Illuminati against our own soldiers. Lord, that you'll find a way to let whistleblowers come out and give them the opportunity to witness, to expose this conspiracy against our own military, by our own military leaders. Father, we need that help. The Father being led to the slaughter, and Lord, they don't know why, and they're being lied to, Lord, and we need to have that opened up. Father, we call upon you to take away that spirit of suicide, that demon of suicide, to take it out of this world, Lord, that they're being medicated, they're being, Father, they're having to undergo this technology, this with the microchips, all that, Lord, that they don't know. Many suspect, but Lord, we've got to silence those voices. The voices caused by the technology. The body changes by the vaccines. Father, to render it null and void. Father, I call upon you to destroy, with your warring angels, destroy the technology that's causing this pain and causing this targeting. Father, we need that help supernaturally. Father, we call for an awakening of the churches to the true gospel, not the watered-down versions they have today and not the New Age theology that's being taken into our churches, Lord, but we call upon you for the truth out of the Bible to come forth through the clergy today. For those with the courage to stand up against the control of the churches and speak out the truth. And Father, thank you for those miracles you've saw for us, Father, that you brought to us and answered the prayers which are happening in our lives. Sometimes we overlook them, we take them for granted, but Lord, with your Holy Spirit, you're widening our knowledge, our discernment and wisdom to see through the deception today and recognize your work for what it is. Father, these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, some time ago, back in 10, 15 years ago, there's people in Colorado Springs, Colorado. They learned that Jed Jackson, he was a popular local TV sportscaster back in Colorado Springs. He is losing his battle with cancer, and they sent thousands of emails and letters to him and cards in response to the encouragement that he got from his listeners. And he wrote an article that was printed on the front page of the newspaper the day after his death. And in it he said, "It has been my sincere privilege to serve this wonderful community, which has given me so much in return. The Lord's blessed my life in every possible way. He has given me my wife of 19 years, my three splendid children, and more friends than a man should be allowed to have. I am overwhelmed by the kind regards so many of you have sent. Truly, my cup runneth over. Never forget that. With Jesus, the best is yet to come." Unquote. Now, he spoke of his hope in Jesus Christ. And this one named Jed, he modeled what the Apostle Paul challenged every Christian to do. And that was to walk in wisdom toward those who are outside. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Now, in worthy effect, you'll find that in Colossians 4, verses 5 to 6. So each day we're to yield ourselves fully to Jesus. No man, no country, no flag, no patriotism, family, nothing but to Jesus. And everything else will take care of itself. Those out there, militia, and all of you all guys, you're not going to solve this. It will not happen. You need help. And your help is not with M16, shoulder, magazine-fed, gas-operated shoulder weapon with 5.56 ammo, 30-round clip inserted, lock and load. It doesn't happen that way. Because you know what? Me being a former U.S. Marine, I know one little secret. I know several. One secret is the gun will stop shooting when the ammunition runs out. And then the shooter won't be able to operate anymore without food. Now, don't tell anybody I said that, because that's a weakness that people somehow forget about. Weapons don't work without ammo. And let me tell you, the last time that something was filled up magically was the 5 loaves of bread on the Sermon on the Mount. You don't have no basket that's going to fill up with ammunition. Trust me on that. So where are you going to get your refill? Mm-hmm. And your food? I'll live off the land. Really? Do tell. You better know who you're really dealing with out there. Even your joint chief of staff are working against you. And that's an absolute fact. Because they work with the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations sits on the same board as the Club of Rome and Bilderberg Group that plan your death in every single war. Noam Chomsky says they're not important. Norman Chomsky needs to go work with McDonald's somewhere and just stop lying to people. It's time we stood up and look the truth square in the face. Stop being wishy-washy. And following man and follow Jesus. Each day, we're to yield ourselves fully to Jesus. So we may live wisely, respond graciously. And responding graciously has not been my strong point. I'm still working on that turn the other cheek thing. I'm not perfect in no stretch of the imagination. Far, 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 far from it. There's still some things I'm working on. Responding graciously and turning the other cheek thing. I've almost got the grasp of it, but not quite yet. But I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Robertson said, "Oh, make me, Lord, so much like thee, my life controlled by power divine, that I am a shining light, may be, from which thy grace may ever shine." He made us to work through us to get to others. That's how it works. We blame God for everything. You know there's a song about that somewhere? We blame God for everything. Why are you still doing this? Why are you allowing this and all this and all that? The song goes some of the effect, and I'm not going to sing it. I know you'll all leave if I do that. Is he made us to work through us. But he can't work through us if we're not righteous to him and born again. He ain't going to work through you. He's not going to answer your prayers either. Why are my prayers being answered? Well, there's like 10 reasons why. By the same token, this is why in the 33rd degree Freemason, they renounce Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. They have to. For Satan to work through them. And that's a fact. At the 33rd degree level, they don't tell you Blue Lodge members that. They don't want you to know it yet. They're lying that they're a Christian organization. Not in the remote sense of the word. That 3 degrees is to get you brainwashed. And then as they get closer to the 32nd degree, they start taking God out of it more and more with those blood oaths. Pulls you deeper and deeper into debt. And only a small number of the 32nd degrees will be pulled into the 33rd degree. Only a third of 33rd degrees know the royal secret of how to sodomize a young boy child to achieve that opening for demonic realm to come inside your body. They don't tell you that, do they? No, they won't. That's where they get to work with the supernatural. The only way they can do that is by performing an abomination to allow full possession of a demonic entity to give them that power. God ain't going to give it to them. And the Holy Spirit keeps it back to a certain extent. So they renounce Jesus Christ to get full benefit of the demonic realm. That's where your child abuse comes from. That's where you're sodomizing a young child. That's where child sacrifice comes from. Holy Spirit will flee away from you, thereby allowing Satan to come in. That's how it really works. They'll never tell you that. 98%, 95%, give or take, don't even know this. But the information is out there. And other Masons that have renounced it, renounced the oath and gotten out, have revealed these secrets. Today, I want to talk about, like I said yesterday, healthcare, gun control, education, how they're trying to control us. It's the same people I'm talking about. And they're not aliens either. They're not, what do you call it? Reptilians. That's what David Icke's role is, to tell you partial truth and then call it reptilians or some nonsense. He's a New Ager anyway, brought in by Jordan Maxwell. They're not remotely Christian. So let's get into it. And we can start first with education, which I agree might be the first beginning, might be the beginning of the whole thing. I've not covered this with my regular, I don't think any of y'all have heard this before, what I'm going to talk about today. Some of it you will. But I got some new stuff for you other people that you haven't heard before. In the education system, it shouldn't be any secret that our education system is in a shambles. Common Core designed to be just that. That's the purpose of it. They even have, I saw in a bookstore recently, workbooks. It says Common Core on it. Man, they're serious about this common stupid core doctrine they put into the schools. Before that, to placate and control the education to make sure it's not well conducted. You heard me right. was No Child Left Behind to put the teachers under the gun. So they'd cheat, turn corners, manipulate the numbers. That's what was, that was the purpose of it, by the way. Common Core is to make sure you don't have homeschooling, make it so difficult to actually be approved as a homeschool teacher. So they come with Common Core to get rid of the, as much homeschooling as possible. The hungry wolves outside the door you don't know about, waiting to come inside for somebody on the inside to open up the door to let them in, is the International Rights of the Child by the UN. Can't wait to try it again since 1989. And the child euthanasia. So your children that are disabled, and they'll go from disabled to other areas that you don't know about yet. So your children under the age of 18 can elect to suicide themselves, and you can't stop it, or you're going to jail. Now you say, well, oh, that can't be. Family is already being done. In Belgium and England, it's already happened. Don't tell me it can't be done. And in fact, in Oregon, they've been working on that since 1994. And now they got Oregon kicking the steam on it, kicking it up, pushing it through, moving on their own, whatever you want to call it. And in Texas, too. And Child Protective Service. Nothing but a child prostitution ring. That's all they are. They work with the CIA. Oh, yeah. Why do they think they murdered Congress Lady Nancy Schaefer and her husband in Georgia? Because they were after CPS. She was after CPS. And to slow down or stop the North American Union forming up. They had to kill her and husband and make it look like a murder-suicide. Because she was really after Child Protective Service prostitution ring. They profile the children, which ones they're going to put in homes and the ones they can make disappear. And your presidents, your joint chiefs, your legislators that are Illuminati and Freemasons at the highest level, they know this. And they hide it. Bohemian Grove gets their crops of the children as well. In comes the royal secret of sodomy, rape, and murder. So these elite can be connected to the supernatural realm. It all ties together. So now, first, what you got to do is you got to start when they're 5 years old. Why five? Because that's out of the mother's matrix of 1 to 4 years old. So now I found an article dated, January the 6th. That's today. Well, bless my little old pea-picking heart. That's a current article, isn't it? Quote, angry parents say son was stopped from reading Bible in school. Unquote. Dated today. Parents of Missouri claimed this week that their 12-year-old son's rights were violated when he was allegedly stopped from reading his Bible during free time in the classroom. Loyal Grandstaff told WDAF TV on Monday, that'd be yesterday, I like to read my Bible because it's a good book. But he claims when he's reading it to himself before the holiday break, his seventh grade teacher at Bucker, B-U-C-K-E-R, Middle School in Marshall, asked him to put the book away because it wasn't permitted in the classroom. His father, Justin Grandstaff, was incensed, telling the TV station, quote, feel like it violated his freedom of religion, but also his freedom of speech, unquote. Now, the Bucker principal, Lance Tobin, told the Yahoo Parenting that, quote, it was a misunderstanding, unquote. But he declined to explain what exactly happened. He added that, quote, Bibles are not banned from school. Any student who wishes to read the Bible may, he says, as long as it's during what's been, quote, designated as free time, unquote. Now, the Grant's desk could not be reached by Yahoo Parenting for interview, but the Loyals seemed clear about what happened when he told WDAF, quote, I was just reading because I had free time, a time to do what I wanted to do, so I just broke out and read. His teacher, he added, doesn't want me reading it in class because you don't believe it, unquote. Now, the father was offended because he saw it. There's kids walking around disrespecting their teachers, kids walking around cussing and everything else, and they're practically getting in no trouble at all, unquote. And actually, in Barstow County, Georgia, last month, representatives from Gideon's International were distributing Bibles to children in Cloverleaf Elementary School. And at that time, when they were distributing it, the National Freedom from Religion Foundation, Freedom from Religion Foundation, had threatened to file a lawsuit if that practice didn't stop. Now, you recall yesterday, those that listened, to that invocation or prayer in Florida I played yesterday. If someone thinks I need to play it again, let me know. But in that, in the beginning of the prayer by the vice mayor, forgot his name, in Florida, small town, it's not just that town doing the invocation, was to Satan. You had five members of the commission leave during the time that the prayer was being given and only came back in when they started saying Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. But five members, half of the council meeting, left. A clear separation. Almost iconic. Proverbial. Well, he starts off talking about freedom from religion. Family, it's all connected. Here they have a freedom from religion foundation. Jesus Christ is not about religion. Sorry, guys. Hey, you got the wrong, hey, going down the wrong trail. Jesus Christ is about salvation and redemption. And this program I give is not a religious program. It's not a spiritual program. It's a program of reality. Because Jesus Christ is real. It's not about religion, Christianity, because Jesus is not about Christianity. Oh, how dare you say Jesus is not really? Uh-huh. Well, Ben, there's 40,000, arguably 43,000, but around 40,000 I found, different sects of Christianity, which one do you mean now? Which one do you favor the most? So we can just pick and choose our religion out of Christianity? No, it's not about Christianity. So to get people, to get the adults where they want them, they got to work on the children, and that's through education. And boy, they have hit that hard. You know, a 1969 Supreme Court case established that students do not shed their constitutional right to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. Goldfeder, who's Goldfeder? Goldfinger. He's a Bucker Middle School, Mark Goldfeder, Emory Law School senior lecturer and law and religion students program director, says he's hoped it would turn out to be a misunderstanding. He says, really, it's an open and shut case. Well, we'll see about that, I guess. Hope we can watch it. But, Goldfeder explains, noting, quote, the court has repeatedly held that the First Amendment requires the public school officials to be neutral in their treatment of religion. Really? Oh, do I have a surprise for you all? I'm just getting cranked up here. So remember what I just said. The court has repeatedly held that the First Amendment requires the public school officials to be neutral. To be neutral in the treatment of religion, showing neither favoritism toward nor hostility. Okay. So while the public school officials are forbidden from directing prayer, There's nothing stopping a student from voluntarily praying at any time. And the same holds true for reading the good book. He says students have the absolute right to read their Bibles during free time. Okay. And I got that settled, right? Well, looky here what I got. Also today, I know some of y'all hate when I say that, don't you? A Vermont school district barred a parent, and they have to pay that parent $147,000 in a lawsuit. Why? Because a Vermont school district barred a parent from meetings because some staff members were afraid of him. Well, the attorneys negotiated the settlement between Addison-Rutland Supervisory Union and Marcel Sire, C-Y-R. A federal court ruled that Sire had been discriminated against and he had been critical of the education provided his child at the Benson Village School. Imagine that. Now, the unfortunate part, the ACLU gets their hands in this. ACLU is working against you, but they try to work for you to make it look like they're working for you, and they don't. They're trying to change the laws to fit the Humanist Manifesto, but in a very sneaky way to cause conflict. So they'll find all kinds of cases to accelerate their positioning. Because they also have worked on taking the Ten Commandments out of the schools. You see, oh, they're sneaky. Sneaky. Play both sides against the middle. I called a couple out one day at a Tea Party meeting. I went to one. And I said, what are y'all doing here? At the one Tea Party meeting I attended one time, and I can't go back to another one. I wouldn't think they let me in that next one either, because I did open up. When it was said, anybody got any questions? I said, yeah, I got a bunch of questions here. It got a little sticky in that meeting when I was there. And the ACLU did a presentation. I said, man, this ain't not matching. Yeah. Anyway, quote, the basic rights were taken away. Schools really need really good reasons to serve. No trespass orders. Oh, the case is a win for everyone who cares for education, democracy, and how public policy is being done. No trespass orders were served against Sire, CYR, in September 2011 and March 2012 after a school official said they feared for their safety. In part because of his loud voice and sometimes harsh comments about the education his son was receiving. I'm going to send that guy a card. Anyway, Sire's family had lived in Benson, but they had since moved elsewhere. Well, in this case, the court went the right direction. He says he'd rather risk losing a lawsuit than risk a safety. Oh, gosh. Risk of safety of teachers, school staff, students, and parents. See, that's why they put the security in your schools. Sandy Hook was a false flag. And nothing happened, Sandy Hook. They lied to you there. And they justified Sandy Hook. The justification was put security in your schools, and this is why. To protect the schools against the parents that don't like the garbage they're being taught in the schools today. And want to take their kids out now. Well, you're trespassing. You can't come to school board meetings. Because we're afraid of our life. Cop, take them away. That's what Sandy Hook was all about. To justify putting police security in your schools. And you wouldn't question it. The reality was to put police and security and whatever in your schools. And in the future. To protect the school from the parent that wants to take the kid out of there. For being taught garbage, they're being taught today in the humanist school system. I'm not making accusations without proving it. I'm just getting warmed up. Now, you see, these people, I tell you what, needs to be exposed over and over and over again. Okay. Oh, I got plenty more articles, but I made my point there. I'm not going to go on and on and on about articles, but so back to the education system. Going back to the 90s, leading up to today, high school seniors graduate and are functionally illiterate. They even do these programs or stints on YouTube where someone will go out and ask questions. Can you tell us who, blah, 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 and you'll find people not giving the right answers. They like to think it's ha-ha and so forth for that. I don't think it's too funny, but everybody gets a kick out of it. I don't get a kick out of it. I know what they're trying to do. And the ones doing it are part of the Illuminati anyway. Jay Leno was doing it, I think. Mark Dice and a couple others that work for the Illuminati. But high school seniors graduate, they're functionally illiterate. Sometimes discipline is largely non-existent. SAT and other aptitude scores have been dropping for years. And you frequently read of heinous acts of violence in it committed at schools by students now. And how often now do you have female teachers that are, the numbers are staggering. I mean, if you look at the reports of how many female school teachers between like age 21 and 32 or 33, 34, have affairs with their 18-year-old students and are going to prison for it. I haven't figured that one out yet. They're either under mind control or they're told to do this. I don't know why, but either way it's being done. Usually it's the male teacher and the female students, and not anymore. No. So that breaks down your trust in the institution. And that is a socialist agenda. Same thing for cops acting bad is to reduce our dependency and confidence in institutions of law enforcement and education and state legislation or town committees and so forth, to lose respect for them, which sets us up for the New World Order. That's what it's all about. Then the states, watch, the states are going to start pulling away from the federal. This is all worked out under some silly excuses or reasons, whatever, so they can be fit in the UN regional structure that was set up in 1972 by Nixon. That liar. Another one. Am I being too aggressive today? Oh, sorry. In any case, I'm trying to get the point across. I'm worse when I'm teaching courses. I'm a lot worse. I do whatever it takes to get people to hear and get them to remember and then to challenge everything I say. Man, don't take my word for it. Challenge it, doggone it. Challenge it on your own. But today they're killing the students. Today they're killing the teachers. Back in my day, it's throwing spit wads at the teachers, or throwing spit wads at each other. Not today. Not today, it's throwing 9mm rounds. Hitting the alarm button, when everybody comes out, you start killing them. They've changed things a lot since I was in school. A whole lot. Now they have gang activity. Beatings, murders, rapes, stabbings, school shootings, illicit sex in the school locker rooms. Come on now. And now you got male-to-male homosexual assaults. You try that in my day, I won't talk about it. That never happened. Not openly, anyway. So we've departed from basic education, pretty much, and apparently progressed to a national education goal, sociological-based outcomes program. Students still can't read. They don't teach script anymore. History is almost non-existent. And this is by design. Perfect design. You know, one of the National Education Association answers to our educational dilemma is to say we start formal schooling earlier in a child's life. Well, if you quote George Webster from a 1984 NEA proceedings, he made the following notion. He said, and I quote, "I would like to change the notion, excuse me, I would like to change the motion to read, the NEA recommends that developmental education of children should begin at the age of 4, unquote. Oh. Now, what did I say? What did I say that the matrix of the mother ends? Age 4, age 5. They know that. So that way, they start your child when the memory begins. And you don't have any opportunity. And you're working all day. Both of you working all day, sometimes, a lot of cases. So the school's got them 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year. You hardly have them at all, really. Now, remember that age. Remember that age. You're going to hear it again here shortly. Now, no child at the age of 4 is ready to face what's a physically and philosophically a dangerous school situation. Just right out of the mother's matrix. This is about the time when they start bonding a little more. When memories start coming about. Do you remember what you did at 1 and 2 and 3 years old? Well, good on you if you do. I sure don't. But you start remembering things at 5 years old, don't you? Man, you're just fresh out of the oven. Hey, fresh bread's got to cool down a little bit, you know. At 4 years old, they're simply too young to evaluate and repudiate the humanistic dogmas that they're going to hear. Remember that. You're going to hear it again. And you know that schools are supposed to be religion or neutral? Humanism is a religion. Ruled by the U.S. Supreme Court in the 1961 case of Tocaso versus Watkins. Yeah. Humanism is a religion. Yes, sir, by court case. And that invocation that I played you all yesterday by the vice mayor giving the invocation, talking about humanist, says they won't be free from religion-based whatever, right? And he calls humanist in there at the same paragraph almost. Humanism is a religion. Ruled in the U.S. Supreme Court, 1961. Tocaso versus Watkins. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, right on their tail end, man. Chase them down like a pit bull dog. It was Tocaso, T-O-R-C-A-S-O, versus Watkins, 367 U.S. 488 in 1961. And you know, based on that decision, Representative John Conlin's 1976 amendment to the Higher Education Act, which was H.R. 12851/S.2657. It confirmed humanism to be a religion, declared it unconstitutional to teach humanism in the public schools. Boy, do I have a slam dunk for y'all today. You know, the amendment also prohibited the use of federal funds to support educational projects or programs involving humanism. Mm-hmm. And you know, other religions were quickly removed from public schools. The same has not been true for humanism. And the state schools teaching humanism, whether by or by osmosis, they serve to determine the child's religious future. In another court case I found, in state of Wisconsin versus Yoder, said, I quote, "If the state is empowered as parents patri, I have trouble with that, I'm not a lawyer, P-A-R-E-N-S-P-A-T-R-I-A-E, to save a child from himself or his parent, the state will in large measure influence, if not determine, the religious future of the child," unquote. Ho-ho. State of Wisconsin versus Yoder. And you know, parents can, and you know they should, be involved in the schooling of your children. But some school systems don't like that, because you might talk too loud. You might be dangerous. Officer, can you remove that person, that parent, because they're scaring us, they're talking too loud. Can you remove them or tase them, please? We are really afraid. Oh. You know, parents should be, but you know, parents are tied up. You know why? Divorced. Separated. Both working. We're taught by the humanist schools themselves and don't care. Medicated. Other reasons. It's male to male, wife, mother to mother. Here's my mother, and here's my other mother. Here's my father, and there's my other father, his husband, or the whatever. Okay. Gets a little confusing. Don't you think? Parents are treated like second-class citizens, as I've proven so far. And they know nothing about modern education methods that's being thrust upon them. And the courts have said that it's a parent's right to guide the child's education? How's that supposed to happen? When humanists control the schools. And yet humanism is a religion itself. Oh, I just opened up a bag of worms. Let's go fishing. You know, it's been a long been recognized that the right of the parent to guide his education, including the religious education of their children, is needed, indeed, a fundamental right. Yes, it is. Where? Where is it a fundamental right? Well, how about state versus Whistler, W-H-I-S-N-E-R, 47 Ohio Street, 2nd 181, State versus Whistler, 1976. You got a court case there. You know, the most serious attack by the government to steal our children's minds comes from the form of a legislation back in the 90s, Senate Bill 1150. You know what that is? It's called Common Goals. It's called Goals 2000. Oh, you teachers, your ears perked up, didn't it? Yeah, your eyebrows went, oh, I heard that before. You know, it's particularly ominous that old President Clinton, not just Obama, but FDR, Bush, Clinton, all of them, evil to the absolute core, work for this Illuminati. Every single one, except for the ones that were assassinated. Every single one in our history. have been working against America since day one, as have the Masons, as have the Knights of Malta. Controlling education is just one of the seven areas that I'm exposing today. No, President Billy Bob Clinton, the cigar man. Yeah, that one. He proposed the same micromanaging techniques by additional federal bureaucracies that actually have been proven ineffective in their educational models. Almost worthless. In Goals 2000, going back to the 90s with Billy Bob Clinton, Goals 2000 set up new bureaucratic type panels and councils. Very sneaky like. And what they did, they would set voluntary content standards, student performance standards, opportunity to learn standards, and determined criteria for certification in order to receive funding. Now you see why they don't like homeschooling. Now you see why Billy Bob George Bush, hook 'em horns guy, skull and bones fella. You know his cousin is Romney? Did you know they're cousins? And also Kerry and Cheney? Those four criminals are cousins? I mean, literally, blood cousins. They could attend the same family reunion. Literally, you can't. They could. Because they're bloodline. Do you know that? Bill Clinton, and through his mother, Obama. Yeah, buddy. He ain't black. That boy's Egyptian. Y'all being taken. Anyway, education. The National Education Goals Panel, 18 members in the member. They're politically appointed, by the way. And members were answerable to the president and party members and state legislators. And guess who controls the president? Party members in Congress and state legislators. The Council of Foreign Relations. And guess who the Illuminati is in the United States? The Council of Foreign Relations. Confirmed by Hillary Clinton. Zbigniew Brzezinski. Man, slam dunk. Carol Quigley. Tragedy and Hope confirms. They're members of the round table. Round table consists of the CFR. Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, the equivalent to it, Illuminati, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, Gorbachev Foundation. And they come together to talk about what we're talking about now. Population control, all kinds of things I've talked about. Healthcare, gun control, the whole gambit. And you know they have little, if any, oversight possible by parents. Now, the National Education Standards and Improvement Council was also formed up. Now, this committee, by Billy Bob Clinton, is that unprofessional? I'm sorry. Oh, Billy Bob, that's what I see him as. You know, 70-some people died, were murdered, when he was governor of Arkansas to keep him quiet about the drug activity they would observe. That's another story. We got crooks. Europe's got crooks. Scandinavia's got crooks. Africa's got crooks. Spain's got crooks. Portugal. All of them, China, Russia, are all Illuminati. Italy, the whole darn load of them. And they lose. But in the meantime, this is how they're trying to control us. Well, Billy Bob Clinton, they have formed up the National Education Standards and Improvement Council. Totally appointed by the president. Functioned as a national school board. Established national standards. And the curriculum. More humanism. And OBE. Little, if any, oversight was possible by parents. Again. And then they had another one. National Skill Standards Board. 28-member board. Politically appointed also. Not elected. Responsible for skills standards that related to various occupations. and they control the teacher certifications. Those rascals. They influence the American industrial policy and oppose itself between government and an entrepreneur. Then they had another one. Individual state panels required. Now, what does this Goals 2000, starting off with, how did it begin? Well, this Goals 2000 established federal goals without the parent and taxpayer input. Now, aside from the fact that the education goals that was for America's children, it was established without parental input. Parents had nothing to say about it. And the program was very expensive. And there's other problems with it. Because it would favor early childhood education model, which I'll get to in a minute. And also push for high graduation rates, forced promotions through grade levels, resulted in graduates who have not begun to master their basic skills. Do I hear a resurfacing of it with Bush and No Child Left Behind and Common Core? Hear, hear. Goals 2000 also required the state and local reforms to perform and provide controversial services, which are what? Well, schools were required to enact laws and programs to provide what they said, and I quote, access to appropriate social services and health care. Unquote. Uh-huh. In comes Child Protective Service. Connect, connect, connect. And the health care. Here comes the names. Section 306B10. What I found was, it actually enabled the state's governor to circumvent state restrictions on objectable programs. And was without regard to the wishes of local parents or teachers or even administrators. You know, it could be deemed not under the authority of the state. In other words, this did likely talk about federal funding of school-based birth control, school-based abortion services. You get any idea? And outcome-based education, OBE. Is that not happening today? Yeah, darn right it is. Right in your face. I don't have the articles with me handy today. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow. But how they're controlling birth control today at the school system, teaching them sex education beyond what the parents could even imagine. I got the details also, by the way. School-based abortion services. No Child Left Behind. Keep you all busy. Common Core, keep you all busy. And in comes International Rights of the Child to steal the children away. And if your 15-year-old wants to get an abortion, she don't have to tell you. And you can't ask. All she's got to do is turn you in, and the cops will come get you. Now, Goals 2000 uses new criteria in order to hide the lower student performance. No Child Left Behind. You know, a new approach was called at one time opportunity to learn. Unquote. Yep. And performance was determined by the amount of resources provided to students rather than a measurement of what the students have actually learned. So, their flawed reasoning, if I have it correct, sounds something like this. One, all that's required to teach every child to read is $100 million and the right program. Number two, the government spends $100 million on the right reading program. Number three, therefore, every child in America will know how to read, so testing is no longer required. Okay, I got it. You know, it appears that this misplaced and their aggressive focus on resources instead of results, it kind of, what's the word I want to use? It kind of belies, you get it? The hidden agenda of the educrats. In other words, spend large sums of taxpayers' money needlessly, no payback in order to increase the tax burden of the American middle class. And then guarantee a steady supply of public school educated students who've embraced the educational social goals of the government and humanism in every American public school, bar none. And you know, private, religious, and home schools would actually be forced to embrace the opportunity to learn standards. Any questions now to where Bush comes in on this? No Child Left Behind? Wasn't that sneaky? And they estimated, when I found it, they estimated that Goals 2000 would cost American taxpayers $420 million per year. I got that from Robert Conkeby and David Nicole. And you know, even now, with all these programs, Common Core and all that, still falling well behind other nations educationally. Big move about that. And the money is the answer. Morals, ethics, and a solid basic education are. And Goals 2000 will also eliminate family privacy and parental prerogative. And you know, that bill will create a parent information resource centers. And do you know that the government's ease for a program which provides for federal and state social workers that's going to evaluate the families? Here comes CPS. And these in-depth evaluations will actually help determine the family dysfunction and probably require specific treatment that's going to remedy the dysfunction. Again, in comes CPS. And you know, the House version of the bill back in 1990s was already passed. The Senate version authorized $393 million to fund the program back in the 90s. That's a long time ago. You know, Republican William Goodling is a Republican from Pennsylvania. What he did was, he attached an amendment prohibited the curriculum tampering. Now, according to evaluation analysis, the language of that body of that bill required a national curricula for continuing funding. So, in that kind of realm of legal jockeying, it's a common trick used by legislators. They tack on amendments that fix the problems, and that with the bill, in order to look good to their constituents. But the reality is, when the joint resolutions come back around, those amendments are often removed out. It's a big lie. So what would that beg the question? Well, it begged the question, if my senator knew how bad the bill was, he wouldn't vote for it. Unquote. No, he would. Because there are members of the Council of Foreign Relations, or they're Freemasons, that are under a blood oath to do what they're supposed to do. But the canned answer is, the senator, whoever he or she might be, they know how bad the bill really is. The Joint Chief of Staff, they know the agenda against their own military. And they're all for it, secretly. How can you say that, Tom? It's very easy. You just heard it, didn't you? But number two, they brief, work with, advise the Council of Foreign Relations. If you're a so-called patriot, four-star general, why even, you're going to lose your retirement. But it's better doing that than cohorting with the evil, with the devil, with the ones that's responsible for the death of all the soldiers, Marines, sailors, and the Air Force, whatever, in World War II and Korea. And I got quotes confirming that. So go to Arlington Cemetery and count the dead in World War II, and count the dead of Korea, and you blame it on the Council of Foreign Relations. Absolutely. Because they set up that war. Rockefellers made $200 million in World War I. Yeah, I tell you. You know, the Family Research Council Alert Bulletin on Education, Flattery, Meg Han, and Rhonda Smith, said, and I quote, "The U.S. Senate voted recently to deny American parents the right to send their children to schools of their choice, be they public, private, or parochial, despite the facts that many senators send their own children to elite private schools. The final version of Goals 2000 that did pass the Senate contained no provision enabling parents to send their children to private schools. Americans need to ask why, when it comes to education, that their elected officials have many choices, while most of them have only one, the public school system. You got to put your representative and senators on the spot aggressively. Pin them down, hold their feet to the fire, and force them to repeal any connection of Goals 2000, No Child Left Behind, Common Core. Stomp it out. Now, humanism is a religion, correct? Religion not in schools, right? Uh-huh. Well, I got a little issue with that. Well, actually, it's not a little issue. It's kind of a bigger one that I'm going to bring to your attention. Now, regular listeners, you've heard me talk about this before, so kind of bear with me. So riddle me this. First, I'm going to tell you what humanism is, real quick. I mean, real fast. The layman's version. Humanism doctrine, so you'll know that don't know. It is linked up to humanism, Marxism, and Leninism. First thing they do is deny the existence of God. Religion that denies the existence of God. Number two, deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Now, hold on to that. Now you know why the Pope, someone found and reminded me of this. I guess got through me. I missed this. A couple years ago, the Pope, quote, "The Pope wants lifetime prison terms abolished, like the death penalty abolished." This is a humanist agenda. to get rid of all prisons and to stop the death penalty completely. Now the Pope wants to do that. See, he's following this agenda. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. You know what that is? That's karma. That's New Age thinking. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. This is what this is all about. Next, deny the existence of any inalienable rights. Deny the existence of inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. That was taken care of in 1938. In a court case. And even before then, yeah, it's October 2014, Pope article. Yeah, about the Pope. Your Constitution has been taken away a long time ago, even as far back as the 1860s. They just haven't told you. Republic was eliminated back then. Tompkins versus Erie Railroad rendered the Constitution null and void in the first place in 1938 by federal ruling. They didn't tell anybody about it. It's already been done. They just don't want you to know it yet. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. That's where abortion comes in, euthanasia comes in, health care comes in, all that. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. The Right of Dignity to Die Act. See how it works? We just want you to suicide yourself and get over with. That's what it boils down to. That's humanism. Taught in your schools. Death education. I've covered that before. Oh, I'm getting to it. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. They claim that they can only be successful in creating the utopia, one world government, by establishing a world government or new world order. As told by Clinton, as told by Bush, Gordon Brown, Kissinger, the list is long of everyone in the world that are leaders. Talk about the new world order. They believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Because children after the age of 5 start being taught by their parents, and their parents back in the 70s were the baby boomers, taught the patriotism and all that from their silent generation parents. So they had to start changing the education system after the 1950s. And that's where the 60s came into. Because me as a baby boomer was a teenager. I never went to Woodstock. No, didn't go. But I read about it because I was around then. Yeah. Drugs. I didn't touch drugs, but I did touch moonshine. Or I should say it touched me. In any case, in Mount Airy, they have that. The TV. Sports, education. For a lot of them were drugs. In college, I saw the drugs in Appalachian in 1972 to 75. Then after 75, I let me loose in the world as a Marine. Oh. And then about that time, baby boomers were starting to have kids. Around 1973, 75, give or take. So it started chipping its way on us with rock and roll music in the 60s, drugs in the 60s, change of clothing, disrespect the military, and all that, 1960s, leading up to becoming adults in the 1970s. Family, this was planned at Tavistock Behavioral Think Tank in London. You understand this? Coordination with CIA to bring drugs in from South America and Vietnam to saturate America with drugs. The black communities and the cities. the white communities and the cities and colleges. That's what that was for. That was the purpose of it. And blame it on organized crime. Who worked for the security agencies anyway. Are y'all getting this? This has really going on. This is a reality. This is why they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. Because Lenin knew, well, actually, it's taught by, since 1776, by Adam Weishaupt and the protocols. It was taught that traditional family brought stability to the culture. Male, breadwinner, wife, homemaker, little kiddies do what the mother and father say. There you go. God set this up. Why? Because he knew a structured family contained a stable culture. So what do? Destroy the family, destroy the culture. Look up Lenin's quote. Destroy the family. To destroy the country, you must destroy the family. That's where feminism came from. Same-sex marriage. All that is designed and spoke about in the round table group on how they can destroy the family. Now, the ones involved, the marchers with the rainbow-colored flags and guys holding hands and kissing in the streets and all that, they have no idea. And the women that walk around, you know, we're feminists, we're going to kick your butt, man, all that stuff going on. They have no clue, man, not one clue that they're being used for their own destruction. They have no idea. And they won't listen when you try to tell them. They used to get all mad at you. I know for a fact on that one. I've tried to tell some people. Boy, they got mad at me in a wet hen. I said, well, can I show you? Okay, I won't. Ah, boy, I tell you, I'm not done. I'm not done at all. I'm just kind of taking a little breather here. You know, just there's five steps I've talked about. I'm not going to go over them tonight. But Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, he's quoted in 1948 to 53. He said, quote, to achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and their religious dogmas. And you know, from the very beginning of man's existence, the family unit has been the most stable and important structure of all time. It not only serves for procreation, but the very structure of the family helps to hold nations together. It is the foundation for many of our morals and character. It defines men, women, boys, girls, and teaches them values and lessons that will shape the rest of their lives. But a number of socialists, communists, humanists, Marxists, Freemasons, and other secret societies have often said that destroy a nation, you first destroy the family. For the past 60, 70 years, the family structure in America has been attacked and eroded right under your very nose. And the number of fatherless homes, no fathers there, is epidemic. The number of homes with unwed couples is growing exponentially at an alarming rate, even among Christian circles. And the biblical role of the father as being a spiritual head of the family is effectively destroyed by the constant belittling and ridicule seen on prime TV. Father knows best, being replaced by mother and daughter knows best, and dad's an idiot. And the dads aren't taking responsibility because they whittled away. Oh, I'm multiply married. I didn't take responsibility. I was a failure in two marriages. Third one, what goes around comes around. I was a failure in that regard. I can't continue that unless I admit this. I made serious errors. Stupid errors I made. So I can speak from experience. You know, in California, the courts turned away from the traditional definition of parent as one of the biologically or adopted origin to something completely perverted. Case in point is a ruling passed down by the Third District Court of Appeal that gave custody of one woman's biological children to her ex-lesbian lover. Hello. A colonel in the U.S. Air Reserve. Destroy the family, you destroy the country. To do this principle, they began in the year 1945. I can tell you the year. I can tell you how. Just about tell you who. We wonder why. What difference does it make? People don't want to listen. Then to complain about things aren't the way it used to be. Well, you know, hello. Dismantle, destroy the family, destroy the country. It's a principle that the round table talks about. Now, feminism, they first put the women in bondage in the 1900s by design. This is planned way ahead of time. Way ahead of time. You always, when you target someone, group, culture, religion, whatever, you're going to plan 20 to 40 years ahead. You understand this? Let's do it. And they break up the family, they knew they had to target the women and the men in different ways. It goes back to early 1900s. Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, there are Illuminati and Satanist, pagan, and work for the Illuminati. They put the blacks in bondage, this is a long time ago, with the same design. But they figured it was going to take about 200 years. They knew that the generations would be the ones to deal with it. Do you understand how much planning this takes? How determined the Illuminati is for self-enhancement? Gloria Steinem, in 1960s, the elite media invented second wave feminism as part of the elite agenda to dismantle civilization and create a new world order. Gloria Steinem worked for the CIA. She spied on Marxist students in Europe, disrupted their meetings. She became a media darling to the CIA connections she is in. An MS magazine she edited was many years, was indirectly funded by the CIA. Yeah, buddy. She gave them a group called the Red Stockings. What have they got now? I Can't Breathe. They've got the Black Brunch protesters. They always name something. The whites have got their thing going on at Bundy Ranch. Everybody's got the little thing going on. KKK, that cult group. Christian Identity, that. Every culture has got its little dingy more meetings and organizations and whatever. And the people there have no idea that the KKK and the Black Panthers are controlled by the same group. Occupy Wall Street, March on Wall Street, was funded by the Rockefellers. Yeah. Humanism. Humanist Manifesto, you got that now? Deny the existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny existence of absolute moral laws. Deny the existence of rights guaranteed by the Constitution, which is guaranteed by the Bible. deny the sanctity of individual human life. Life is nothing. Claim you can only be successful by creating the new world order, the utopia. And to believe that can only be accomplished by traditional family to eliminate. Now, John Dewey, he was a humanist, serious humanist, deadly serious. He was the father of American public education. Yeah, buddy. Helped plan the extraterrestrial lie that's coming. Yeah, 1919, 1917. Secular humanism is an attempt to function as a civilized society with the exclusion of God and his moral principles. And during the last several decades, humanists have been very successful in propagating their beliefs. And their primary approach is to target the youth through the public school system. Humanist Charles Francis Potter in 1930 wrote, and I quote, in 1930, quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour, once a week, teaching only a fraction of the children, what will it do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching, unquote. You'll find that in Humanism, A New Religion, by Charles Francis Potter, 1930. You get the title of the book? Humanism, A New Religion. Confirmed by court cases I've just given you. Horace Mann, another yard bird, goes before Dewey. He said, and I quote, what the church has been for medieval man, the public school must become for democratic and rational man. God would be replaced by the concept of public good. That was cited, Horace Mann quoted by Phyllis Schlafly, Education for the 70s, NEA report, December 23rd, 1976. Herbert London, Marxism Thriving on American Campuses, The World and I, 1987, said, and I quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades, that'd be the 1960s, are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its Marxist socialism preachment, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. Georgia Ann Geyer, Marxism Thriving in American Campuses, The Denver Post, August 29th, 1989, 2 years later, said, and I quote, the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90%, 90% in some Midwestern universities, unquote. How about Roger Kimball? The book was called Tenured Radicals. Tenured Radicals by Harper and Row, 1990, said, and I quote, Roger Kimball, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical, that'd be the Marxist and humanist, entire radical menu at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. Roger Kimball, 1990. How about Paul Branwine, influential educator, taught that, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill. It's called The Social Sciences, page T10. Any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Which leads me to the next quote. I find very interesting that they combine. Dr. Chester M. Pierce of Harvard University, 1973, when he addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, at teachers' conference. And it was part of education to remold the child and parent and child advocates. In Denver, Colorado, 1973, teachers' conference, addressing 2,000 teachers with a microphone on a stanchion, he said the following, and I quote Dr. Chester M. Pierce of Harvard University, a member of the Tavistock Illuminati. He said, quote, every child, now remember the age I told you about, every child in America who enters the school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Paul Brandwein, Dr. Pierce. Because he comes to school with allegiance toward our elected officials, toward our founding fathers, he's hitting all the points, toward our institutions, toward the preservation of a form of government, this form of government, patriotism, nationality, sovereignty, all that proves the children are sick. Because a truly well individual is one who's rejected all those things as what I would call the true international child of the future. Unquote. That's 1973. He covered all the bases. Can you imagine being a teacher in 1973? An impressionable 23-year-old teacher coming out, and she hears this from this doctor from Harvard? How come the teachers didn't get together, do a petition, have this fruitcake moved out of Harvard? Being he's a doctor, Harvard, with that kind of ideas, humanist? I think he could have got a job, maybe been a manager at McDonald's. He could do a good job there, maybe. I'd hate to work for him, but been some place for somewhere to put him. Certainly not teaching people, no. And I darn sure wouldn't want him working on me. Oh, well. You know, importantly, Bertrand Russell, a humanist philosopher, he said, Joanne Flitchy, a professional educator, laid down that education should aim at destroying free will so that other after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters would have them wished. New education, order or chaos, where it came from. That's part of their protocols, too, to take away personal initiative. Ashley Montagu, actually, spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California, around the 70s. She stated, quote, the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Lectured at Anaheim to 1,000 home economic teachers, November the 9th, 1970. Humanism is a religion. Been taught since the day all of us went to school. Now what? What do we do? Well, now you know what's being done. So when I go back and I read these articles that's coming out today, and I read that angry parents say son will stop from reading Bible in school, now I know why. I don't have to say, well, I just don't understand why they're doing this. How can they do that? Well, if you understand the agenda of the humanism, you'll say, aha, and you'll call it for what it is. You'll challenge that board member. Anyone of you all in here, a Freemason or Eastern Star? Or are you ashamed to admit it? Which one of you are? And a little hand will go up, I'm a member of the Freemasons. Can I ask you to recuse yourself? Because of blood oath you take. You don't mind, do you now? Man, go after it. Man, call them out, doggone it. Don't be afraid. A judge bringing you up before speeding or whatever, I don't know. Judge? I need to ask a question. Are you a Freemason? He's got to tell you the truth. If he's a Freemason, he's dirty. He took a blood oath to lie. In the name of God. What's wrong with bringing it all up? I don't see the problem. Why? What's the problem? Well, one of them is Luke 12, verses 1-3. In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trode upon one another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which have spoken in the in the ear and closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. God said it. God meant it. It's going to happen. Those of you in the closets, deal with it. Because Jesus Christ is coming back and there's nothing you can do to stop him. Nothing. Whatsoever. And judgment begins the day you die. Whether it's accidental or in time of old age, don't matter, you're going to die eventually. When you do, God's judgment will ensue. And your good deeds count zero. Unless you're born again. If you're not born again, you're going to hell. That's between you and God. Nobody can tell, no human can say whether you're born again. Only way we can know, and ourselves to know, about ourselves, is by the fruits of which we act. If I go to church, get dunked in the water, and say, well, I'm born again. I said the words, but I'm still out drinking, chasing women, getting drunk, using vile words. I'm not born again. I can say all the words I want, get dunked as much water as I want to. But my heart was not saved or born again. Things change when you're actually born again. You don't look at things the same way anymore. Totally changes you. You still have some things there. A thorn in the side, as Paul would call it. But you pray against that thorn. God will remind you of that thorn. He will humble you with that thorn, whatever it may be. But he'll also remove a lot of the briars out of your package. We got to understand that in God's purpose, it is God's purpose that he's love to do everything in his power to cover sin. He doesn't want people to be exposed. He wants to do whatever he can to keep us from becoming embarrassed. But if we refuse to repent, he'll follow through with his principle. He loves us very much. You're his children, and Satan hates you because of that. He will embarrass you to tears to get us to repent if it takes that. Whatever it takes to get you to repent, but it must be free will. When you take the mark of the beast, God forbid if you do, John MacArthur, evangelist, says it's okay. His own words. The clergymen are going to lie to you. They're trained by FEMA and Freemasonry. You and Jesus Christ. That's it. Don't follow no man. And the only book is the King James Bible. And boy, they're going after that. They're going after it, try to discredit as much as possible. As fast as possible. They got some kind of, I don't know, deadline, something, this year. I don't know what it is. Nobody can tell you who the Antichrist is. Nobody can tell you we're in the first seal or second or sixth trumpet. Not possible. But you will know when that time comes. You will know who the Antichrist really is. The parts of prophecy that's coming, you'll know it happens. No one person has ever, nor will they ever, be a prophet of new information. It's impossible. And the Bible's written such a way that no one can take the Bible and say, well, I made this prophecy, and so forth, because they can't figure it out. It's written in such a way that when things happen, you'll know it. That's why no one can say, well, I'm a pre-trib. I don't believe in pre-trib rapture. I don't believe in mid-wrath. Israel mid-wrath. No, there is not. I believe in post-trib. I don't believe in post-trib. And nobody's ever come to this, any kind of conclusion, because they never will. Because number one, they don't know when the tribulations are even coming. They have no idea. So how do you know it's a pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib? You don't. Yet they'll argue their face to the blue that there's this thing as pre-trib rapture. Man, you don't even know, have no clue. Well, I have scripture. Yeah, well, so does the mid-trib. We got scripture. Yeah, so does the post-trib. Yeah, they all got scripture. Twist and turn like Chucky, what's his name? Chubby Checker, Peppermint Twist. Ow! Like a pretzel. Nobody knows. They write books on it. The books are worthless. Four Blood Moons by Hagee? You got to be kidding me. And Mark Blitz? They got a clue. No, sir, they do not. There are no four blood moons in the Bible. It is not there. One blood moon in the sixth seal? Yes. Not four in the scripture of prophecy. Can they make something happen? Sure. By using technology, whiz bang, smoke and mirrors, engineering, do dialectics. They've tried many times and failed. So they can write because he's part of the Illuminati. No doubt about it. None. None whatsoever. Mark Blitz, I wouldn't pay 2 cents for his stupid book. Family, get away. The only true word of God is the King James Bible, and not a one of them have proven otherwise. Not one in over 400 years or five. Not one. And that King James Bible can be traced all the way back to creation. Why? Because the Old Testament came from God to Moses. And God's kind of an authority on what happened. And he told Moses it's directly. And Moses wrote it down. Straight from God. And became the part of the Torah. The Torah, also called the Masoretic Text, was accepted by the King James translators as canon. First five books of the Bible. Was what God told Moses to write. He also gave Abraham the law, but Abraham didn't write it down. God wrote down the Ten Commandments with his own finger, supernaturally. It wasn't Moses with a chisel and a hammer. God, slow down. I can't chisel fast enough. It didn't work that way. God did it with his finger, supernaturally. Manipulated the molecules, the atoms of the stones that he cut out with his supernatural finger. If he can create it, he can write through it. Then he said, Moses, now set your butt down, boy. Bring out these scrolls, animal skins, whatever. Start writing. Wrote in Hebrew. That was the scriptures. It is said that so forth and so on became the scriptures that even Jesus quoted from. There's no ancient Septuagint that they use. Septuagint is nothing but copying. Apocrypha is nothing but junk, old folk tales. And stuff that the origin put together at Alexander, Egypt. Bunch of nonsense. The ancient Septuagint is a myth. Rabbis, priests, stop lying in your humanist schools. Origen, a Greek philosopher, put together the old folk tales, history, whatever, and created what's called the Alexandria Bible. The ancient Septuagint is nothing but a myth. Created by Origen, passed on to Eusebius, 4th century, to Constantine, a pagan, formed Christianity from paganism. Jesus Christ is not about any religion. He is about your redemption and your salvation. Everything else is trying to keep you from it, including the King James Bible. The King James Bible, there's nothing more than translation and transcription from the originals of the apostles that were given the inspiration by God. Every other Bible, 327, 29, and new ones is coming up. Even stupid Duck Dynasty is coming up with a Bible. They can't do that. This year, they're supposed to write a Bible. They can't do that. That proves they're pagan. You can't write another Bible. The Bible's been written. Revelation 22, 18, 19. Done. People are playing with fire. No pun intended. Family's coming around. Now, to prepare us for all this, finally, here's my point. They had to bring in humanism for the education. To train us from birth. And each generation, naming the generation, silent majority, silent generation, baby boomer, X generation, Y generation, Z, Y, I don't know, whatever, millennial. They targeted each one. To get them ready to fulfill the humanist manifesto. And it's working. That's why God is going to have a tribulation so great. And I don't mean in a good way either. I mean unbelievable to wake people up. And you will know who God really is. So these half-baked prophets and evangelists on YouTube saying that a red river is a sign of the end times. Dead fish, dead birds, dead cows, and man, they ain't got nothing to do with nothing. There'll be no question when God brings down his judgment upon this world. And it will come. Because the world is unrepentant. The United States is unrepentant. You can count on judgment coming. Family, get right with God. That's the bottom line. Know what the schools are teaching your kids. Know what the legislators are doing. Now, tomorrow, apparently this whole thing took up for education. I'll talk about health care and try to bring in gun control. And the same way I did today, with details, court cases, and the little interesting part of how they planned gun control since April 19th, 1775, and how they did it. And how they're going to do it. And healthcare. Oh, boy. We'll cover that tomorrow. Family, reminds you that we're playing up highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net plays my broadcast and Bible studies. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he's really moving right along. Give him a hand. He's got sponsors up there. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. If you live in those three states, go to his website, highpointradio.net. And there, you'll find his sponsors. If you've got something you want to do, like cleaners or sales or car repair, whatever, he's got the sponsors. Use them. Give him a good name. And So, all right. And my website is watchforjesus.com. And, my website, watchforjesus.com. And my Facebook is watchforjesus. There you go. And family, tomorrow we'll continue on with the healthcare gun control part. And I'll enlighten you on that part right there. So I appreciate y'all putting up with me today. Woo! I tell you. Hit the ground running. And we'll do the same thing tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And we'll do part 2 of Daniel. And some other things I'll talk about. So, thank you all for coming. And we'll see you all tonight, 8 to 9. Or tomorrow, 4 to 6. Good night. God bless. This is your watchman, signing off.
with you every day